Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy, and this is your Daily Anchor. That's right, that one word, that one bit of encouragement designed to keep you rooted and grounded as you go throughout the rest of your day. Listen, our scripture today comes from Proverbs chapter 25, verse 21, and it says, "If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink." One more time. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. Y'all know these proverbs have been hitting us hard all week, reminding us of some of those age-old lessons, but also some of those that are the hardest to digest. All of us knows that it's difficult for us to treat our enemies with any sort of compassion. It's difficult for us to even look at them in the face, to even walk in their direction. When we see them, we turn the other way and we don't even speak. But this scripture saying, not only do you have to speak to them, not only can you not walk in another direction, but if they're hungry, you've got to feed them. And if they're thirsty, you've got to give them something to drink. You know, normally it's Fridays when I give you something to think about. But this is powerful. The very person or individual or group of people who have meant you wrong, who have meant you ill will, those individuals are the ones that God says to us, but if you see them hungry, you are still called to feed them. If you see them thirsty, you are still called to give them to drink. You all, this is love. Love displayed even when you haven't received love. Remember last week sometime we talked about the scripture that says that we are to do unto others as we would have them to do unto us. This really is that exemplified. Your enemy, if you see them hungry, feed them like you would hope someone would feed you if you were hungry. And if you see your enemy and they're thirsty, feed them or give them to drink like you hope someone would give you to drink if they saw you thirsty. As you go throughout this day, there may be people that you encounter who are your enemies, or perhaps you won't encounter them, but you'll be reminded today of someone who you have considered an enemy, someone whom you said that if you saw them on the side of the road, that you keep going and you wouldn't stop to help them. Be reminded today of what this book of wisdom given to us by God requires of us. And that is that we set aside our malice, that we forgive them, and that when we see them, we be willing to minister to them in their place of need. All right, you guys, I hope you have a great Thursday, and I hope you'll join me right back here tomorrow for your edition of the Daily Anchor. We'll holler back at you now. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy. Listen, I wanted to take a few moments to say thank you to each of you who continues to tune in to the Daily Anchor every morning. I also want to say thanks to those of you who show your support by sharing and liking and even subscribing to the podcast on iTunes and other podcasting platforms. You are helping to grow this community, and for that, I am grateful. I want to invite you to visit my website at www.pastorzeddy.com, www.pastorzeddy.com. There you'll be able to find out a little bit more about the ministry that God has called me to, and you can visit my bookstore and find a copy of my latest book, Sufficient Grace. Sufficient Grace is a 7-day devotional designed for single women, but I also think that it'll be a blessing to those of you who are married or in relationship even now. So go to the website, www.pastorzeddy.com, place your order, and if you order the physical copy of the book, I will personally sign it and ship it back out to you. All right, you guys, I thank you again for your support, and I hope you'll continue tuning in every morning for your Daily Anchor. We'll holler back at you now.